Couple of minutes after 8 o'clock in the mornings with Ed Show, we bid you a very good, kind of a breezy morning today. It is normally space for Artist Corner on Mondays. A very special edition of Artist Corner today, however. There's a show here on the weekends called Laguna Tropical Surf, and that host is with us this morning, Tom Joliet. We call him Tommy J. He's brought his lovely wife, Gail. Can we call her Gailey J? Can we do that?
Get a girl.
Oh, there we go. Okay. And Gail Joliet, welcome. How are you this morning, both of you?
Thanks for having us. Well, we're both great.
Thank you for coming in. You've written a book called Alani and the Giant Kelp Elf, a children's book, beautifully illustrated. And as I leaf through the copy that you so generously gave to me this morning, magnificent book. What motivated you to write a book, a children's book?
Well, we're retired school teachers from San Clemente.
There you go.
So Gail taught elementary and I taught middle school. We retired and we'd always been illustrators and artists and that kind of thing, and always dreamed of writing a children's book. But as things come along, we traveled the world, went to all seven continents after we retired. We joined a group 10 years ago at the South Laguna Community Garden Park. And there at the garden park, we built a topiary elf creature, right, in Valentine's Day of 2016 with big blue eyes that Gail painted and a nice kind of tall grass hair and a short skin of green. The garden elf didn't have any name, didn't have any identity. So we asked kids from our teacher friends to write stories about it.
Very good.
And they came up with all kinds of, whether it was an elf or a frog or a gnome, and whether it was a boy or a girl, and so all these different stories. But then Gail says, I've got a story.
So I really wanted my story to be different, though. And so I was like, I stand in the garden and I'm looking at the sky. Maybe I'll think of an airborne character. And then I'm looking out at the ocean and I'm thinking, oh, there's kelp out there. That's a marine protected area. I knew about the bluebelt. And I thought, oh, kelp. If there's kelp, there could be a kelp elf.
Oh, I love
that. If there was a kelp elf, his name would absolutely have to be Kelfy.
Kelfy, the kelp elf.
So right away, I had my main character there.
And Kelfy has his own kelp elf clan, is that right?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yes.
And I noticed a beautiful illustration of the garden itself toward the beginning of the book. Wonderfully done. Wonderfully captured, actually.
Thank you.
So, Being teachers, you know that there's nothing more magical than when a child gets lost in a story or a book. And were you going for that, lose yourself in this book? Was that the feeling you were going with?
Yes, we were going for, the magic. And so the children could take this journey from the land garden to the sea garden. So I tried to make that, or we tried to make that connection, how important it is to care for the land and the sea, but to make that story magical for kids so that they would have a hook to hang on. You know, they're going to learn about the blue belt and eventually, you know, the green belt in our story too. And kids, though, they need a hook sometimes to remember things and be motivated by that.
You were a teacher. You definitely are a teacher. That's exactly right. That they do need that hook. And I noticed that in the book, there's so much to learn. There's so much conservation. There's so much that we can learn about protecting our planet. And you do it magically through the storytelling here. Now, had you always had stories like this in your head?
Oh, yes, I think I've had. Yeah, both of us, we love stories. We both love reading. And most of my teaching experience was with third grade. So I loved books. My favorite time was to sit with the kids and read a story with them.
Right.
Or go to the library, sit on the floor, all the kids' books around me, and pick the books and bring them to school. And yes, so I had a lot of reading experience. And then also, of course, my own stories in my head that I
would coming write up on with a story that hasn't been told.
Right.
How do you get something brand new? Like, if you're going to write music, how do you make it not sound like the Beatles? You know?
Right.
And so Gail did a bunch of research.
Yes. I first of all, after I decided I thought I had my character, I went to the Laguna Beach Library to see, well, maybe this story has already been written for kids. Maybe right. There are stories about the Blue Belt and the Green Belt. And I talked to a librarian, looked through many, many books, and she said, no, there isn't anything there. Nothing about Laguna for children. And then I also wanted to find out, well, there's got to be stories about kelp elves. And so I really looked for that. And believe it or not, I could not, even looking at international books, that I could not find any kelp elves in there.
This is the one of a kind book. This is it right here.
Yes. So that was really exciting that I was able to, you know, find a character like that.
And I want to toss in right now that even adults can learn from this, because in my 30 seconds of leafing through the book, I know now that kelp can grow 2 feet a day. Oh, my goodness.
You're a fast reader. That's in the back of the book.
So even adults can learn from this thing. There's all kinds of information that we didn't know before. Now, Tommy, you're a water sport guy. Am I crazy about that?
Well, I've lived a life of a lot of surfing. I used to teach snorkeling. I was a tour guide in Hawaii and other places. And so as a water guy, we were imagining how to visualize these scenes. And so we would storyboard together in pencil sketches different scenes. And with those storyboards, we'd come up with a written story, a text.
Right.
And then with our pencil sketches, Gail would take those and turn them into watercolor rendering. So all the color you see in the book is Gail's watercolor.
I was going to ask you about the beautiful illustrations. Magnificent.
Thank you.
And you've been doing this your entire life, I imagine, because it looks like you have.
Well, I've loved art my entire life. And right. It was, again, another thing I loved teaching children was art. But not since I retired was I able to really jump in and actually take some classes.
I noticed the faces on all of the humans that are in the book. They have a spirit of happiness. There's a spirit of joy in the faces. Good job.
Even Good city job. Council.
I saw.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a city council page here, and they're all, there's faces of joy. These are.
And it's Tony Iseman. It's the Robs or Smead and
Steve
other.
Dictorow.
Yeah, Steve Dictorow. Our candidates. Kelly Boyd.
Right.
And then the different people. But the message here is that the young girl, garden girl, mm-hmm. meets the kelp elf, who says our kelp forest is in trouble. So she goes with her mom to city council as a earth person.
Right.
And they convince the city council to go ahead with a Laguna Blue Belt, which is the marine protected area offshore. It's a synopsis of the real story, because the Laguna Blue Belt Coalition is a team of folks here with Mike Bina and Ginger
Wallace
and a whole team of folks went all up and down the coast to convince the Coastal Commission and everybody to make these marine protected areas. But Laguna is one of the only places in the world that has a contiguous green belt.
Right.
So back in the early 70s, Laguna villagers voted to tax themselves, like over 78% of the people, to buy the green belt, the right. canyon, which was going to be developed by tens of thousands of homes, and it would be a giant Irvine right. throughout the canyon. But that coalition, and then a spawn of that was the Blue Belt Coalition in the 2012, the Blue Belt Coalition folks got that passed, and now in 2020, they fish have all grown back. It's a no-take area. Mm-hmm. The large fish are coming in, and we talk about in our story how it helps the kelp forest. But they're so prolific now with big fish
right.
that they're actually going into the fishing areas, and the guys are hooking them out there where they can hook them,
right.
where it's legal. It's a major success. And
now, tell me about the specifics that you notice on the water before and after. Yes, the fish are repopulated. Do you notice less pollutants? Do you notice less mylar balloons as you surf? Are you noticing these things? Is it a visual that you can capture, or no?
Well, the offshore effluents have been corrected. And so some of the murkiness of the water coming out from the outfalls at Aliso Beach and others makes the water clearer as they keep cleaning that up.
Right.
But Mylar balloons are still a problem. Yeah. And
breaks my heart when I see them.
Yeah,
right,
Rich,
it really does.
Gurman is a guy who goes out, gets wonderful photos every day on his paddleboard off Laguna, dolphins and whales, collected just hundreds of Mylar balloons, which are, they look like food to the critters.
Right.
And that is,
it's so dangerous.
Maybe our sequel will be about that.
I would hope so. Do you have, and that was my next question, do you have a sequel in the works to this book?
We are talking about a sequel that may have to do with plastics in the ocean. That
beautiful.
Kind of the trouble that is causing for the sea life there.
Beautiful.
And we think we can keep our Kelfie character in there and he can help teach the kids what's going on, but in a positive way to show that people are working on it, that people are trying to improve the whole situation.
I not only look forward to finish reading this book, but to the next one as well. Where do we find this book?
So we got LagunaWildernessPress.com. LagunaWildernessPress.com is a group. We built this on Shutterfly, thinking we'd maybe print 200 books. And instead, we got LagunaWildernessPress.com to cover it, and there's a ton of shops in town, Little Freebirds, Hobies, Art for the Soul, Coast Hardware, Laguna Beach Books.
Oh, I can find it at
Laguna
Coast.
Art Museum,
right.
Laguna Nursery, Killer Dana, Beach Town Books, Sherman's Gardens, and Steamer Trunk in Avalon.
The name of the book is Alani and the Giant Kelp Elf. Its authors are Gail and Tom Joliet in studio with us for the Artist Corner. Now, Tommy J., you're at the Arbor Day celebration on Thursday, March 12th. Frederick Lang Park, right?
Oh, that's correct. We've got a South Laguna Garden Band is playing, which is in the book. There's actually a picture of us in the
book.
I
saw!
And so that's Arbor Day coming up at Lang Park, which is going to be a wonderful tree planting. And we are a tree city. Fantastic.
Fantastic. Tommy J., Gail, thank you so much. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.